Aim Litty, the podcast. Lit out the big bunch of yeah. Aim. Hey. It's not a bad thing to work. People look at it as a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It becomes a bad thing when a job tires you out. And I speak for those with disabilities, those who have a problem going to work day by day. I look at that as a problem. We need more jobs where people work with you and not work against you or not overwork you. And I'm sure a lot of people will agree with this. A lot of people would. If I want to work one day out of the week, let me work one day out of the week. You are a company. You have a lot magnificent people that can work for you, who can endorse you. You should not be working one man for so long. Not if he requests part-time or one day, 2 days out the week. You should not overwork somebody, people. That's what I'm getting to understand that job should understand. People have lives that they would like to attend. Or people should go to school to find a career that best fits them, that they can say, I'm in my career field. And I work day by day. When it's something someone doesn't, not significant of doing, as far as like something they went to school to do, they're not going to love it. They're not going to treat it as important. And I'm speaking for other people when I say this. Situations that I've seen. They're not going to, it's not going to become a quivering thing to them, you know, so they won't value it as the other person would, coming from a different background who has nothing. They won't value it. This is true because they went to school and they have maybe a diploma or a bachelor's or associate's degree, even a standard degree in certain fields that they wish to partake in, but they totally doing something that doesn't resemble what they went to school for, their major. You know? It's like a kid playing football all his life in college. And now he didn't make the league, so now he has to settle down for something less important to him. Football is all he knows. Or he got cut, now he has to work a 9-to-5 job. He's not used to that, people. He's used to waking up for practice, playing the sport, walking on the field. But since he got cut, it's like, what do I do now? You know, and this happens all the time with individuals. I just gave you a nice, famous example. A nice, famous example that a lot of kids go through with. A lot of kids in situations like that. But let me say young adults. Mostly young adults. So yeah. Just wanted to say that I've been working for like 4 years straight. I want to say 3, but I'm going to say 4. I don't know, something in me wanted to say 3, but I'm going to say 4. I'm going to say 4. No, something in me wanted to say 5, but I'm going to say 4. You catch my drift? So when you're overworking, it feels like you've been doing much more than time has given you. You know? So, yeah. I just want to mention that and I'm share that with people. Day by day working. Day by day coming into situations that stresses you out, that can feel like work. Things that occasionally happens, you know? You know, so I go by that to say, chase your dream, whatever it might be. There's ways to make income. Now they're sharing the platforms where artists can put their music on. Artists can do as much as they want without a label. You know? All you gotta have is the right budget. They'll work with you. Trust me, I know. It's that people are not reaching out enough. You know? So, yeah. Let's be better. Let's do better. Let's be great at the things we are called to do. And this is your talent. This is your gift. You might share it with the world. Some share it in their household. Whatever your gift may do, just share it. I know people that's cooks right now that are just cooking. Selling dinners, you know. If cooking's your thing, go on and eat your own. Sell the food. Make people love you through that. Forever reaches on. I heard that phrase before. Got me using it. I said it all wrong. It sounded like a baby saying it.
Forever reaches on.
Nah, but today is a relaxing day. Trying to be stress-free, so if I don't use my phone, only I can be stress-free if I don't use my phone. When I speak to people stress me out. The different energies go back and forth, and it just leads to more confusion and corruption within ones and energy-wise, magnetic field, you know. I try to avoid that, you know. I might ask a question on the phone. If the answer is no or yes, then that's it, you know. Or if I have someone need, so no, yes, I have it, I don't have it, whatever who may say. But the back and forth, and it's just too much, you know. It's wear and tear. It's like a vehicle. We're vehicles. We're wear and tear people. People try to wear and tear us out. So it's best like just come into Mother Nature and just relax. Rub your feet through the grass. It's all the energy, you know? Real talk, man. This may help somebody. Real talk. That's what I do. That's what I do. AIM Lydia the podcast. Tuned in, tuned out.